Real ball games allow fans a way to get deeply involved too. Commentator Scott Hewler went to Jack Greer Stadium in Nashville to watch one fan practice a hobby that's no longer widely practiced.
Ah, the sounds of baseball. A hot summer night, the slap of ball and glove, and then...
I'm going to give him a single because you don't expect the pitcher to get to that ball. But then it's going to be an error on the shortstop for overthrowing it. It was the second baseman. I can't remember. I'll give it to the shortstop. I think that's who it was. But what I can't remember is whether or not he gets an RBI.
That's Robin Ryther, and she's doing something very few people do anymore. She's keeping score.
There's several reasons. I mean, the biggest for me is probably that it gives you a memento of the game. I keep my ticket as well, and I put it on my scorecard. So that's my sort of memory from the game. And sometimes you want that, and sometimes you'd rather forget. But you never know that going into it. I like to know a lot of times, especially in the later innings, there will be some stat that I want to know. Well, has he gone 0 for 3 today, but he's already batting 350, so surely he's due, you know. Is he coming up and he's due, or has he already gotten 3 hits today, and is probably going to strike out because they don't usually go 4 for 4.
All good reasons. But there's something more to this, something deeper, and it's vanishing. At a recent game here, I glanced around, and in the crowd of several thousand, I counted exactly one person keeping score. Robin.
Is a single a little diagonal line from the bottom center to the right center, or do you fill in the entire right hand
corner? It's a single line, because you need to have the room to write in for the rest of it, because you need to describe what exactly they got on base with. Did they get on base with a walk, a hit by pitch, a single? Right. So at least for me, it's single line.
Robin's spiral-bound scorebook is filled with details. It's not just the plays. There are spots for date, venue, attendance, weather, all dutifully filled out. And importantly, those are baseball details. That scarcely seems worth mentioning until you look around. With all the sound effects, song fragments, and between-inning stunts like the race around the base paths, the ball game itself can be forgotten. For people who keep score, between innings is the time to update your scorecard and tell stories.
And how grandpa always used to tell you that that's how you make the double play, you know, or with like these days, like Fernando Vina, watch how he moves his feet, you know, it doesn't even seem like he's throwing the ball, he's just like magically getting it from one hand to the other because he turns it so fast. That's what you're supposed to be doing in between innings.
A scorecard is a way of life. For one thing, it's a secret code. There are those squiggly lines, the K for strikeouts. A backwards K signifies he struck out looking. The marvelous numeric representation of the game, 6-4-3. The numbers themselves seem descriptive, as Robin explains when she shows off her old score sheets. Mark McGuire's 1500th hit, a game where a man proposed to a woman in front of 50,334 people.
Let's see, actually that was the very beginning of the second. Fernando Tatis had hit a single earlier, so he'd been on first base. And right when Willie McGee hit a single and Fernando Tatis was going to third base is when it happened, when he proposed.
Now that's keeping score. That's being able to tell what happened. I learned from my dad using a tiny golf pencil that came with the program in those days. Robin learned from her college roommate, and during games, she is constantly welcomed by other acolytes.
Particularly elderly gentlemen, who usually have their own scorebook clutched in their hands. Usually they come by to congratulate me or just say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're actually doing it. And then, of course, the people around you will ask you, you know, what just happened or what did he do his last time up, things like that.
It is a beautiful secret code. It's participation. It's like nothing really so much as a journal entry, a detailed description of a moment, an evening, lovingly set down, and then, at best rarely, but probably never looked at again. A journal entry about a fleeting summer moment, preserved as if in amber. Or not. Maybe it's just a good way to keep track of the ball game.
It was a warm and humid night. It was a 3-hour and 7-minute game. The Tacoma Rainiers are the victors tonight, mainly because of some Nashville errors. The final score was 4-3.
Best of all, I have no idea who won the race around the base paths.
Winning pitcher is Jarvis, losing pitcher is Pavlis. That's it. Ball game's over.
Robin Ryther, scorekeeping fan of the Nashville Sound baseball team. She spoke to commentator Scott Hewler of Nashville Public Radio.
Nellie Kelly loved baseball games. knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they'd play. Her boyfriend by the